Hello and welcome back to Dr. Quackers, and today we're reviewing Reacher Season 2, the second season of the hit Amazon original series, being the adaptation of Bad Luck and Trouble by Lee Child. I binged watched this show very quickly. I watched Season 1, and the next day I watched all of Season 2. So, yeah. I got super sucked into the show, which I had said in the previous review. So, yeah, it's not that surprising I got this one out so fast after the first review. So, yeah. So, this story is based a few years after what takes place in the first season. Reacher is still doing what he does, traveling around the country, just living the way he wants. This season gives the audience more of a peek into the background of Reacher's group in the military. In fact, the story of the season is that he has to team up with some of his old members to investigate the mysterious deaths of other members of the group. Now, normally, I wouldn't like the idea of giving the audience too much information about a character that is interesting partially due to his unknown background. Like, you have a rough idea, but you don't know exactly what he did. However, they don't tell everything about the character's background. They only share information important to the story, and how the team was formed, and the kind of bond and dynamic they had with each other. It was also cool to see the soldiers that worked under Reacher, and the kinds of missions they worked on. A lot of them involved internal crimes in the military, and various very dangerous groups that moved drugs, weapons, and information. It was cool. I liked the flashbacks. I would say that is the highlight of the season for me. I just thought that those stories are just, you know, a bit more interesting than some of the stuff that was going on in the current time story. This season does have a bit of a pacing problem. The beginning of the season builds very slowly and is very exposition heavy to set up the other members of the group, which is still entertaining and is good world building for the character of Reacher. So it isn't a big deal, and it makes the audience feel like the ending is rushed because of how quickly they figure everything out and take down the bad guy. Like, it goes really, really slow. They got fucking nothing to dig, and all of a sudden, like, we have the guy, and we're going to go fucking kill him and take him down right now. So, yeah, it goes really fast towards the end. The bad guy, who is selling a targeting system that will put in rockets that will take out targets and destroy them from above. Like, they fake you out. You think you evaded it, and then it's like, fuck you, bitch, turns around and kills it. It was cool. I mean, it's like normal espionage, military bullshit kind of weapons. You know, it's nothing like crazy where it's like, we're gonna make this fucking, you know, we're gonna have this satellite. It's gonna drop this fucking metal rod into the tectonic plate and make the shit, you know, cause the whole city to explode. Like, it's not like G.I. Joe crazy shit, but, you know, there's a little bit of that. A little bit more realism in that. But, yeah, there are some things that are a little far-fetched in the series, so there is a level of disbelief that is kind of built with this character, like Reacher admitting to cops that he kills people. Some of these crimes, I'm like, how does this never come up, like, ever? And they kind of cover as to why. It's, you know, he's like, well, Reacher reached out to the government, the people that used to work with his brother, and he kind of works with them towards the end, so it's kind of like, oh, well, the government's evolved, so it's like, things kind of just not coming to light, I guess, makes a little bit of sense, but, yeah, this one seems a bit more far-fetched, because in a small town with, like, one cop, it's not as weird for, like, shit to just disappear, but this one's, like, in New York for the majority of it, and there's a shit ton of cops, and he's working with police officers, he's working with NYPD, so, yeah, I feel there'd be a bit more stuff going on. The action, the choreography is still great. And in fact, the shootouts are on a higher scale this season, especially with the inclusion of other members. The show still has elements of what made the tough guy action movie genre so popular, like the one-liners, having a hot love interest, and a bunch of henchmen getting their asses handed to them. But with a bit more of a modern twist to it by having some more modestly dressed women and not having a shitload of gratuitous nudity. And, you know, the women are useful. they have more of a character other than, oh, he's so hot, I want to fuck him. And then they fuck. You know, that's a lot in a lot of those. Don't get me wrong. I have a soft spot in my heart for that genre. I grew up on it. Don't get me wrong. I still like those movies, but I'm able to see faults. All right. Can that be okay? Can I like it and still understand that, you know, not all that's modern? Am I allowed? But yeah, I think this is a, you know, modern version of it, and it works really well, and I like it. I will say I didn't like this season as much as the first season. It's still good. Don't get me wrong. It's definitely still one of the better action shows out right now. How it would stack up with some other ones, I'm not so sure. But overall, I still really enjoy the show. I think it's awesome. I think it's a great adaptation of the books. I've been doing some more research into, you know, to the show and the books, and they do seem to be pretty close in terms of the adaptation of the book. So I can only hope that the book is as good or better in some way. So yeah, overall, I give this season an 8 out of 10. It's still great action. It's still really fun. It just scratches that itch that never gets scratched anymore. It doesn't have all the dumb bullshit that's been going on in a lot of Hollywood films, you know, talking down to audiences, putting in shit no one gives a fuck about. It's just, you know, good characters, good action, and that's the show. And there's not much more I can ask from that, but apparently that's pretty hard for, you know, studios nowadays. So, yeah. Well, I hope you enjoyed this review. If you did, I reviewed the previous season of Reacher, so if this is your first time checking me out, you should check it out. I've also reviewed all kinds of other movies, TV shows, and anime, so if you want to check that out, it is also highly appreciated. I would also appreciate if you drop a follow on whatever app is streaming through. That way you get a notification when I post a review. So, thank you, and I hope you have a fantastic day, my friend.